All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of American Hit Radio here at WHPC 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Tom Ryan, flying solo today without Heidi, who's a little bit under the weather, although she might be in later on. I hope that she will be. And if you've been listening regularly on Fridays, then you know that we have been covering the Beach Boys as of late. This is our fourth show dedicated to the band from California, the Wilson Brothers, etc. And today is the show that pretty much justifies all of the Beach Boys shows. The one album that pretty much summarizes their career, the artistry of Brian, and I guess the legacy of the band as they've continued for 40 years since. We're talking about the album Pet Sounds. I'll try to give you a little bit of intro into the situation as best I can as we set this up. I'm going to start the show by playing excerpts from Brian working on the album. We'll end the show, hopefully, with playing the album in its entirety from song to song. It's the type of album I think we really need to cover in its completion. So I'm going to try to let most of the album itself go by without too much interruption while we set it up, like I said, with the tapes of Brian working on the album. The story begins, in around December of 1965, and strangely enough, it actually begins with the Beatles' Rubber Soul album. Brian hears this album for the first time, and it challenges him, and it inspired him, and it also made him feel compelled to do something that was as consistently good as that record. You see, he realized that one thing upon hearing that record. The Beatles albums, as a rule, were consistent. Up to this point, that was one thing you could definitely not say about Beach Boys albums. They had brilliant moments, but there were too many parts of the albums that were inconsistent. So he decided he was going to do something that was going to be up to par with what the Beatles were doing, particularly the Rubber Soul album. So he starts to write, and he accumulated a bunch of song bits, melodies, that he called them feels. He didn't have any complete song ideas yet, just these bits and pieces. And hanging around with some of his friends, he met this guy for the first time. He met some guy by the name of Tony Asher. Tony Asher had a job as a jingle writer. He paid, got paid for 40 hours of work, doing his 9-to-5 deal, writing commercials. He met Brian for a short while. They had a nice time. But imagine how shocked and stunned Asher was when he got a phone call from Brian Wilson about a week later asking if he wanted to write with him. He was like, what? Wilson wasn't even sure that Tony Asher would remember who he was. And Asher was so shocked and stunned that Wilson would be asking. He didn't even believe that it was Brian in the first place. He had to be virtually convinced that it really was Brian. So after getting over just the shock of being asked to do this, he started listening to Brian's explanation of what he wanted to do. And Brian's quote, as Asher remembered it, was, "I want people to hear this record and say, wow, that can't be the Beach Boys." So Asher knew that they were on to, brand new territory for Brian. And the thing is, he didn't know what to do about work because he did have a regular full-time job. So he literally took a leave of absence and went to work with Brian, taking three weeks off from his job. Of course, while all this is going on, the record company at Capitol, Brian, the label for the Beach Boys, was going completely crazy, and they're going nuts, demanding more material, as they constantly were. Up until this point, Brian had supplied the label with something like 8 albums in 3 years. And now he's deciding to knuckle down and take his time writing this one. At least, the fact that it was only Brian is taking his time. Tony wants to get the album done quick because he's got his own schedule. He's worried about his job. And he wants to go about this in as direct of a manner as possible. But Brian has got his issues around this point. If you recall from our previous shows setting it up, Brian is beginning to have very serious degrees of paranoia and depression. I gave the impression perhaps in earlier shows that he was taking an awful lot of LSD, which was not the case. He was getting high a lot, but he really only took LSD, according to his own records, maybe 3 or 4 times. But it left a profound imprint on his consciousness, not only the way that he wrote, but on the way that he was thinking. And it probably did as much damage as it did him some good, but it definitely had him thinking in terms of wanting to do something unique and make an imprint musically, and he was hoping to gain some inspiration from some of the pain that he was suffering from all of this. Well, rather than wait for the band to help him with this material, who was out on tour anyway, he decided that he was going to start recording this record solo. He could get together with studio musicians. He could hire a lot of the Wrecking Crew people who were working with Phil Spector, and he could utilize them to paint these feels that he had into full-blown songs and eventually apply the words of Tony Asher, some of which Brian had written with him, on top of these ideas, of these songs. Now, Asher's ideas for lyrics were all being culled almost exclusively from Brian's personal life, Brian's own experience, Brian's inability to communicate with his band, Brian's band's inability to accept the fact that Brian was going through changes and wanted to do different things. You hear all of this stuff coming out in the lyrics. At one point, it got to the Brian started thinking, you know, I'm doing so much for this record and the band hasn't even heard it yet. Maybe he should make this a solo album. Well, we're going to pick up our show exactly at this point where we're going to hear Brian doing exactly that, working solo in the studio. You're going to hear Brian giving direction to the 15 or 16 musicians that are surrounding him in the studio while he lays down the instrumental tracks for Pet Sounds. Here we go.
Here we go. Wouldn't it be nice? Take one. Here's how I want to do it. Take it, it's like this. Boom! 2, 3, 4, bottom! Okay? First beat on the last bar of the intro, you'll go boom, 2, 3, 4, bop, bop, and then start the song, right? Let's come in with those. Here we go, come on.
Take 4.
To the verse. Oh no. Play that verse. Okay, wouldn't it be nice? Take 5.
It's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up in the morning when the day is new? And after having spent the day together, hold each other close the whole night through. The happy times together we've been spending, I wish that every kiss was never ending. Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
It's okay, groovy. Yeah, I'll show you where it comes in. It goes bum 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 doo 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 bum bum doo doo doo. Yeah, okay. Don't forget to do that. Because that reminds us that it's a childhood song. Not quite so loud, though. I'm all set. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Next, let's open up that voice.
Okay. And then there's a couple things, you know, that we'll start putting in, but no 2-4 actually at all. And that was a beautiful bass sound on that D and thing. It was just perfect. Okay, Julius, that's a real kind of a tough thing to swing into, you know? So, you gotta... What can I say? Here we go, from the top. Right. But you gotta get back to that drum, you know?
Like that reverb effect.
Sounds groovy. On the last note, turn away. You know what I mean? Okay. Can we do a real good one this time?
Yeah.
One more. Okay, take 18. All the way. Wait a minute. The microphone he turned over there. Is it?
Which one?
Is it on?
Whose?
The one over the tip. Is that on?
Yeah.
And over the vibes also. All right, let's go. Okay, this will be Sloop John B, take one. Third verse for the guitar, second for the piano. First for the drums. And Tony, this is Jim Woods, baby. Let's have the flutes one more time. Could I hear them? One more. Right there, don't move. Don't move. All right, let's make it.
13, here's the lucky one.
Lucky 14. Here we go, Sloop John B. That's the sound. And watch that. Bum, 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 bum. Dee, dee, dee. Let's make it real tight, okay? Somebody lags or screws up in the first half of that thing all the time. Let's go.
Let's go, it's getting light.
It was too jerky, you know. Make it more. Let's go. Yeah, right.
Take 12.
I want to know what you want. I want. It's too jerky.
You want to slur. Slur the top note.
I did slur it, but it's a harmonic, you know.
Oh, I do.
Let's go, please. Come on. Play too many drums, just do and then that little roll thing, and then you know, don't start going all over the place. All right, take 20. Let's go one good strong take, and we've got it. So let's put out. Viola can be a little closer in the spots where he's going, yeah, the little moving part. All right, let's play it strong. Let's go. Move in closer, flutes at the fade out. Here we go. And also bass clarinet, move in a little bit to fade out.
Now how can I say it? And how can I come on when I know I'm guilty? Hang on to your ego. Hang on, but I know.
Every time I get the inspiration to go change things around, no one wants to help me look for places where new things might be found. Where can I turn when my fair weather friends come bound? What's it all about? Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong? Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
Second, Bruce, hold it. Bruce, we have a little top 40 sound for this thing.
Hi there, everyone listening to the Kirby Scott Show on WCAO. This is Mike Love, and on behalf of the other Beach Boys, I'd like to have you give a listen to Brian Wilson's new solo, Caroline No.
Hey Chuck, is it possible we can bring a horse in here without, if we don't screw anything up?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, honest to God, the horse is tame. Can we bring him in? Would you all right?
Just bring his trainer along behind him.
I got bring my horse. Can you get it today? Get it down here. We'll stay here. I gotta run a trainer. I'll be here till 3. You can do it.
No way.
Brian? My horse would be so bitching in here.
Why not?
You know what you do?
Pictures of a horse in the studio.
Oh, just the pictures. Come on, Louis.
Oh, imagine if Brian got his way on that, asking to see if you could bring, you mind, you think you could bring a horse into the studio? And the first reaction is, I beg your pardon? Most of what you heard, of course, is Brian totally solo in the studio, interspersed a few tracks where the Beach Boys eventually did come in to overdub their vocal parts on top of those tracks. The thing is, though, the band wasn't happy about it at all. They were absolutely, a lot of them were dismayed at what they were hearing and found the songs to be downright miserable. It ultimately became the very first Beach Boys album where none of the guys do anything except for add the vocal tracks that were written by Brian. But listen to this excerpt taken straight out of Brian's autobiography titled Wouldn't It Be Nice. The guys in the band were prepared not to like the music, and they didn't. First, they were put off by the fact that I didn't need them. The tracks and vocals were all well-developed without them. I think their egos were bruised. But the guys also weren't prepared for how different the music was from the songs we'd done in the past. Especially Mike, whose biggest concern was, will it sell? He hated everything. He criticized it as ego music. He complained that the songs were too avant-garde and didn't sound like the old stuff. He refused to sing Hang On To Your Ego, which we had just heard go by, until the lyrics were reworked to I Know There's An Answer. After one stormy vocal session, he let his disgust surface and he snapped at me, "Who's going to hear this? The ears of a dog?" Ironically, Mike's barb is what inspired the album's title, Pet Sounds. Now, a few things to mention about what had just gone by. One was that the fact that we heard a snippet called Hang On To Your Ego, which on the album does become I Know There's An Answer. And the song Caroline No, since the record company was getting impatient and the band was uncomfortable with the record in the first place, it was decided that the first single from the album would be released as a Brian Wilson single, not as the Beach Boys. So Caroline No came out credited exclusively to Brian. Meanwhile, the album itself came out. So here then, in its entirety, with little inspiration, will be the entire album known as Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. I remind you once again that you're listening to How Music Changed on Fridays at 5 p.m. between 5 and 6 here at WHPC 90.3 FM in Garden City, New York. Here's Pet Sounds.
We would have to wait so long.
together we keep spending. I wish that every kiss was never ending. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? Maybe if we think and wish and hope and pray it might come true. Thank you.
once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city.
Like
guess I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love. Yes, I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
That marks the end of side one. If anybody remembers what side one means anymore, of the Pet Sounds album by the Beach Boys. Of course, in its vinyl shape, we had just heard, let's see, what would have constituted side one of the vinyl. The tracks were Wouldn't It Be Nice, followed by You Still Believe in Me, That's Not Me, Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder, segued into I'm Waiting for the Day, and finally that last gorgeous instrumental, Let's Go Away for a While. That was a track that actually had lyrics intended for it, but when Brian finished the arrangement with the musicians, he was so happy with the music that he decided to abort the lyrics and just abandon them entirely and let it go on just the way that it was. Well, you could hear from the beginning of our show how Brian was working in the studio, putting all the little bits and pieces together to make up this album. We have side two left to go. I hope that you're also catching another important aspect of this album. Not only the incredibly cranial and gorgeous arrangements that constitute the album, but also like the incredible amount of personal information that the lyrics contain. Although they were written mostly by Tony Asher, Asher was observing Brian, and Brian was the one who was supplying Asher with his ideas for songs like That's Not Me and You Still Believe in Me. And, of course, on a few of the songs coming up on side two as well, a track like we're going to hear, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times, and the song that originally was Hang On to Your Ego but became I Know There's an Answer. Well, let's pick up where we left off. Here, then, is side two of the album Pet Sounds, starting with the first hit credited to the Beach Boys from the... Oh, this is a story that I should tell before we start this really quickly. When the Beach Boys started out their career and they were trying to get a demo, Al Jardine, the only non-family member of the band, who was a bit of a folky, he was listening to Bob Dylan and such in his time. That's what he liked to do. And then the year was 1963. And to audition the Beach Boys, he suggested that they sing an old folk tune that he was familiar with entitled Sloop John B. So the Beach Boys went in and auditioned with that song vocally and did not get the job. They were not hired. They were told that it wasn't original enough and that perhaps they should come back when they have something which would be exclusively theirs. That's what eventually, with the idea of them being Beach Boys and writing surf music eventually came into play. That was going to be their niche. So Sloop John B was put aside. Brian never forgot it, though, and neither did Al. So Al suggested maybe that they could revisit the song. So when they were out on tour, they come back and Al hears what Brian had done to Sloop John B. And he's like, holy mackerel, what did you do? I can't even believe this. And I thought I'd help you do this. But there was nothing that he could really say because what he had heard was something. The song became something that it never, ever was before. And it's probably will never even be thought of as a folk song ever again after Brian Wilson has done what he had done to the song for this album. It became the first single credited to the Beach Boys off of the album, as I said. Here is side two from Pet Sounds with Sloop John B.
We come on this Sloop John B, my grandfather and me, around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night, got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B sail, see how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home.
just love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. To go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Yeah. starts with just a little glance now. Right away you're thinking about romance now. You know you ought to take it slower, but you just can't wait to get to know her. A brand new love affair is such a beautiful thing. But if you're not careful, think about the pain it can bring. It makes you feel so bad, it makes your heart feel sad, it makes your days go wrong, it makes your nights so long. You've got to keep in mind, love is here and it's gone. Tomorrow it's here and gone so fast. Right now you think that she's perfection. This time is really an exception. Well, you know I hate to be a downer, but I'm the guy she left before you found her.
What goes wrong? Sometimes I
There it is then, Pet Sounds in its entirety here on WHPC 90.3 FM. I thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's program. We will be back next Friday with more on the Beach Boys and the after effects of the Pet Sounds sessions. Stay tuned for Positively Dylan here at WHPC. And as I said, I'll see you next week at 5. Thanks, folks. This is Tom Ryan with American Hit Radio and How Music Changed. See you then. Bye-bye, folks.